This is Lizzie Armanto, and you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
This is how you record a podcast, huh?
Just give it the old college try right here.
Oh, big dog's in.
Schmitty! What do you think, Schmitty?
He can just pull shit off.
Talking Schmidt.
He's so fucking busy.
Shit my pants, lad.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmidt.
All right, everybody, it's March 8th. 2019, and I am the furthest south that I've traveled for one of these. We're sitting outside the Combi the day before the women's combi contest with last year's winner, Nicole House.
Yo, yo.
What's up? What's your middle name?
Michelle.
Nicole Michelle House is in the car because we're in my car out in the parking lot for today's studio, so it should be really good audio.
Yep.
What's going on? How much have you been practicing for this event?
Not enough, I'll tell you that. Not as much as I did last year, and that's why right now I'm a little bit like underprepared, but you know, you never know what can happen.
Yeah.
Did it last year, it could naturally just happen again. We're not sure.
Sometimes that's the way it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, born and raised in Minnesota?
Yep, Stillwater, Minnesota.
Stillwater, Minnesota. If you had to call somebody to skate with and it was either one or the other, would it be Alec Majerus or Davis Torgerson?
I don't know who Davis Torgerson is.
He's from Minnesota also.
Shit.
So it's Alec, I guess.
Alec, I guess. I would hit him up because I don't know the other dude.
Okay. How did you get into skating up there?
Originally there was a skate park in my little town, like an indoor one, and one of my good friends had a birthday party in it, so I went there and like saw all these ramps and mini ramps, and I learned how to like drop in, and I kind of just like fell in love with it from there. And I started going there a lot, and then that closed down. And my dad's like a construction builder, like builds homes, owns a construction company, so he built me a mini ramp, and like I just skated that forever. And all my friends kind of got out of it, and I just liked it so much that I just kept skating by myself.
So what age were you when you started skating?
10.
10. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of that park? Is it the one that they have the AM stuff in?
Oh, no, that's Third Layer. So I started going there, like, a little bit, but it was, like, 45 an hour from my house. So just, like, getting a ride there was, I don't know, like, once in a while it would happen, but not all the time, you know. It was a big excursion.
Do you remember what your first board was?
My first real board, because it, like, took me a while to figure out that, like, real skateboards came from, like, Zoomies and stuff. Like, from Minnesota, that's all we had is, like, Zoomies.
Yeah.
But my first board was Bam Margera Element board.
Ooh.
It was, like, red and black. It was super sick. Red, black, and white.
I think those sell pretty well.
Yeah. They were sick. Yeah, I was stoked on it.
Okay. When did you move from Minnesota to Cali? Was that the next step? Was you move from there to here?
Yeah, that was after I graduated high school in 2016. So I've been here for like 2.5 years.
Okay, so you got sponsored before you moved here?
I mean, like I had like a local board shop, the House Board Shop that's in Minnesota. They sponsored me.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I had like hoopless skateboards.
Shout out to Mimi.
Shout out.
Shout out to Mimi and CB, co-founding like all the best girls. Like now we're on Hoopla. Like Nora, Samaria, Alicia, Alana. So many girls. Like now if we're all on that same team, we'd be stacked. Like,
yeah,
it would be crazy.
Is it still a team?
No, it shut down just because design and like having a say in what was happening with the brand kind of wasn't in Mimi's favor. Like it wasn't, you know, wasn't all of her decision to make about the brand, so she kind of thought it was time to put it to the side.
I mean, she does so much good stuff for girls skateboarding, and it must kind of be bittersweet to see, like, Alicia go to Creature, and you're like, I'm rooting for you, I love you, but, oh, leaving my team at the same time, you know, like, those kind of moves, one after another must be like,
Right, she kind of felt like, well, it had its place, and now that place isn't needed, you know, for these girls, because we're all on... kind of like mainstream dudes teams, I guess you could say.
Right.
But yeah, Mimi kills it, and like she does so many things that people like don't know.
Yeah.
And she's like made sure all the girls are always taken care of, and everything's like fair for us across everything.
Like I think she gets a lot of credit for you guys being on like real, not saying hers wasn't real, but legitimate teams with the other guys and everything.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like.
Like Lizzie having her own board. Nora has her own board. Like on these companies with other dudes and traveling, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's like such a big step. And, you know, that's all this stuff did not happen like even 5 years ago. Like it's all super new and it's all going in the right direction, which is cool.
So when you moved out to California, where did you move to?
Oceanside. I moved in with Cara Beth and her mom and 9 cats and my boyfriend too. So yeah, we drove out and
he's from Minnesota.
He's from Stillwater, Minnesota.
Oh, so you guys came out together.
Yep.
Nice.
We went to the same high school. So he's only like
sweethearts.
High school sweethearts over here. Yeah. So he's just a grade older than me. So he actually went to college in Lake Tahoe for a little bit, but then we just decided to move out to CB's, rented a room from her, and then Nora moved in like 4 or 5 months after we moved in there.
Because she loves cats.
And we had 9 of them.
Wow.
But one was really cool. Like, we're actually 2 of them were like super, like, would always come and chill with us, and the other 7 like didn't want anything to do with you.
So how was living at that pad with all you guys? What, good chemistry or crazy or what?
It was good. Like, it was really fun. I look back on those times and been like, wow, those are going to be like the best times. Like just like the whole situation, like we'd have all of our friends in one little room. Like the room was not that big at all, but we'd all hang in there, like 6 of us, 7 of us, just like chill all night till like 2 a.m. And I don't know, just like really good memories were made in there. Took a lot of Polaroids.
And that was your first, well, had you been to California much before you moved here?
Yeah, I'd actually been here quite a bit. Okay. So I used to come out and stay because originally, not many people know this, but originally I came out here for acting.
Oh.
So I had an acting agent in LA and I used to stay in like Simi Valley. And then I started going to Skate Lab and like skating all the time for like the whole day. And eventually I kind of like, I think we were in Venice Beach or something. My dad saw like a poster for like all girls skate jam at Venice Beach, like behind the church, there's a mini ramp.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to that and then met Patty Segovia. And she invited me to Vans in Orange County, actually, at the block. And said there was, like, a girls' clinic. And that's where I met CB and Mimi. And then, like, from there, like, CB kind of just, like, took me under her wing and, like, was like, yeah, come skate my ramp.
Wow.
And then I started coming out and just, like, visiting her for, like, a month at a time. And we just skate.
How cool.
Me and Tyler Wilcox, who now films for
NHS.
Like, he filmed my first part. It's on YouTube. Like, it's I thought he was, like, 15, but he filmed it and like it's really bad, like filming is really bad skating, but it's cool because like to see where we're both at now is really funny.
Yeah. What was like a major difference moving from Minnesota to Oceanside that you didn't have anymore, that you kind of missed? What was something you missed about, like, you probably didn't miss like the super cold days, but was there something that you did miss initially?
It's funny, I haven't really missed too much about it. Uh-huh. Like maybe just like knowing where everything is,
right?
Other than that, like
familiarity.
Yeah, other than that, this is like the place I feel at home, actually, just like skateboarding friends wise
yeah.
I love everyone back home. I guess I like miss my family too. I have a niece now, so it's kind of hard to not see her whenever I want.
But with modern technology, you can FaceTime photos.
Exactly.
That helps so much for traveling and being apart,
right?
What was like some of the like, oh my God, I'm in California moments? California dreaming over here.
California dreaming.
Yeah.
Just getting up and skating every day, having like 7 parks to skate.
So much terrain,
like,
right?
So much to do. So many people that skate.
Yeah.
Met like one of our really good friends now, Griffin. His real name is Klingman, his last name, but I call him Griffin Dorcas. That's his Instagram name.
His last name is Klingman?
I know, right?
Shout
he's in my phone.
Griffin.
He's in my phone as Griffin Dorcas because I thought Dorcas was his last name. But yeah, we met like really cool people right away, and like
Griffin's,
I was like,
the shit.
Yeah, he's the best. And I was like worried about that, you know, like, are we gonna meet? Like, are we gonna have like
gonna
friends?
Cool?
Yeah. So I don't know, just like waking up and skating and then like eating lunch and then skating again and then like eating dinner and then skating.
Yeah.
Like just doing the same thing all day.
I got a story about Griffin. When I was filming Lizzie's part for Thrasher, Lizzie would come up to SF and bring Griffin to mm-hmm. have somebody to skate with.
Yeah.
So the three of us went to Sacramento to skate this vert ramp, and Griffin's dad came out to meet us and cut his hair while we were skating.
Yes.
I was like, this guy rules.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen so photos sick. Of Griffin's dad cutting it like.
Yeah. Because I think he grew up in Sac or something.
Right.
So his dad lives there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great though.
That's nice.
So then you got Anti-Hero involved in your life.
Yeah. Who
the
knew?
1-8.
Who knew? I never even put it out there as like a possibility, because I always like, eh, like,
yeah,
they don't give a shit about me. So I was, at the time, I was like, you know, like deluxe brand would be cool, like Real or Crooked. Like, and I was just thinking that to myself. I didn't even like really tell anyone. And then Grosso just called me one day and was like, hey, so Hoopla's going down. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, what do you think about getting Anti-Hero boards? And I was like, of course. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, for sure. I would love to get Anti-Hero boards. So,
okay.
He was like, all right, well, send some video to Frank and I'll talk to Julian. And Julian's kind of the one that has the say in it. And
right.
if he likes you, then you're good to go. If not, then
yeah,
you're not good to go.
Right.
And it worked out. So, yeah, I've been getting Anti-Hero boards for like a year now.
Damn.
Which is just crazy.
Do you get wheels too?
Oh yeah, Frank's hooks it up. Spitfire.
Frank's the
you
homie.
You couldn't have, like, I remember Frank was like, what wheels do you ride? And I was like, Bones. And he was like, yeah, that doesn't really look good on Anti-Hero board. And I was like, all right, I guess it looks like I'm riding Spitfire wheels.
And then,
but it's sick.
And you get Indies?
Yep, got Indies, Bronsons.
Rhino hooks up the trucks?
Rhino hooks up the trucks. Rhino's the best.
Yeah. You shoot photos with Rhino?
Yeah.
Rad.
Mm-hmm. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's my favorite. Is there any talks about you going on Anti-Hero trip?
It hasn't been yet. I haven't talked to him much.
Uh-huh.
I've kind of just been like,
doing
hey,
your
it's
own
cool.
thing.
Yeah, it's cool what they,
yeah.
I'm just stoked to be getting Anti-Hero boards.
Right.
Hopefully, like, of course, all this like Olympic stuff is going on right now. Like,
yeah.
I just kind of have to focus on that for a year and a half. And after that, like, I'm just going to take mad trips everywhere.
So how do you feel about this whole Olympic thing?
I feel like it's got its good things and its bad things. It's kind of like everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a cool opportunity, and it's, like, something I don't want to miss out on.
Right.
But it's also, like, annoying, and it's so against, like, what I am as a skateboarder. Like, why I got into it in the first place.
Yeah.
Because now I have organization telling me what to do and like what
right.
I can't do, you know,
like there's already drug testing going on.
Yep.
I heard a couple people already got kicked out for not passing the drug test.
Yeah, I guess so. Like,
that's insane.
Even though I don't know, that whole thing is sketchy, because a couple people got tested in Brazil like out of nowhere like a year and a half ago, and like it didn't seem legal. Yeah, like
right.
Like, this was, like, kind of the first year that they were supposed to start drug testing, and that happened to those guys, like, a year and a half ago. So, I'm like, I don't know, that's kind of messed up. But because it happened, they had to make a press release about it, you know?
Yeah.
That's
shady.
Yeah, it's all, that's the problem with the Olympics. Sometimes I feel like it's a little shady, but also, like, everything's a little shady, so.
So, how's it all going to work? There's a Vans Park series, and everybody skates in them, and the point winners are the ones that qualify for the Olympics?
So, Vans Park series pulled out of the Olympic qualifier now.
Oh.
So, I don't even know right now. Like, as of right now, there's no park, like, we don't know what the park qualifier is.
Really?
It's just, like, they sent us an email, like, sometime in May, there's going to be a contest. We don't know what it's going to be. We don't really know where it's going to be yet, but...
Just one contest?
Well, there, and then they had, like, rough draft of, like, when they were going to be this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's rough.
And how many girls, do they say how many girls make it from each country?
I think it's 3 from each continent, I want to say. Am I saying this
so,
right? I don't even
know. No, I don't think so, because
think
it's countries. Like, I think it's Brazil, like, and Argentina. I don't think it's, like, just the whole continent.
Right, I think you might be right. But it's, like, Europe has 3 people, I think. Australia will have 3 people.
Weird.
America.
Well, yeah, Australia, because Australia's a country also.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know exactly
we'll
how
have to look into this.
Yeah. I know nothing, and like I'm like involved.
They're gonna spring
crazy.
It on you the day before.
Yeah, they're
gonna be like,
oh,
hey, tomorrow at 9.
Seriously.
Yeah, come up to Montana. We're going to go to the Dillon skate park. And wait, what?
Seriously, that's like, Oh my God. It's hectic out there. I'm just expecting the unexpected at all times.
You have to.
Yeah.
You always have to. What happened last year at this combi contest? Like, you said you kind of practiced a little bit going into it, right?
Yeah, like I came here for like a month straight, and I would skate for like 5 hours, you know, 4 or 5 hours.
Figuring out lines.
Yeah, figured out like a line I was stoked on.
Uh-huh.
And it was new to me. Like, you can get stuck doing the same lines, you know?
Yeah.
It was new to me, and like I just gotten off an injury for like five, six months. So I was like really just hyped on skating, and I was super into it, and like I was progressing a lot.
Uh-huh.
And now this year I'm like, haven't had as much time, so I'm a little ill prepared, kind of doing the same line. And it's just like, I'm not that like hyped on it, because it's like not new to me, you know, it's not like fresh.
Is it partly too because you won last year and you're trying to take the pressure off you a little bit? Like, because it's like, oh, are you going to, you won last year, so you're kind of the spotlight.
Yeah, I have a lot of expectations.
I'm not even going to try.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I've also just been busy. Yeah, that's like how I feel like what I'm doing now.
Uh-huh.
But like just in general, like I was trying to film for the Nike video.
Oh, right.
And then I was like, 2 weeks ago, I was like, all right, I got to like go to the combi if I'm going to do it. Because when I realized that I was just going to go right to finals, I was like,
yeah, you're
shit,
not gonna
I should just do it. Like,
practice.
I'll just do it just because I'm going straight to finals. And
right.
I don't have to like
skate in the first one.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. I went up to Santa Cruz for a little bit and visited my family. So I was just like doing a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, your family's in Santa Cruz?
Well, my brother and sister-in-law and niece were staying up there for a month just to like test it out. Oh. I'm kind of hoping they move somewhere in California because then I'll get to see her more.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're just testing out. So I went up there. My aunt and uncle were in town. And then my parents have been here for like
you
a month.
Tell them I got a cabin in Boulder Creek. It's up in the mountains. Yeah.
Sick.
Do you remember your run last year?
Yeah, I do.
What do you
was see there it again this year?
Was there a trick that, like, when you made it, you're like, okay, I got this?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I have a couple of those tricks, like, throughout the run. I like alley-oop indie air. After I would do that, that was like...
Like when you land it, you're like, oh, yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. All right. Like, you got through that.
Right.
Now there's some, like, easy stuff. And then half cab was one that I was like, all right, just land that. And then it's, like, home free from there. That was, like, my second to last trick of the run. Yeah, you definitely have those tricks. So it's just, like... Because, like, you mix in, like, these hard tricks with these, like, tricks that you know you probably can land most of the time. And once you, like, land a hard trick in the middle of your run, you're like, all right, like, got that over with. It's on to, like, kind of the rest of it. Like, just, like, flow through the rest of it.
How does the combi contest compare to, like, the Vans Park Series and stuff?
The combi has Real Vert on it.
Yeah.
And
do you prefer Real Vert?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like you like skating the big stuff. Like,
I grew up on the ramp. And, yeah. Now I'm like adjusted to like skating stuff like 12 feet and under.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like I grew up skating something that was 13 feet that had a foot and a half of vert.
Right.
And now it's like Vans Park Series. It's like
it
10
smaller.
Feet, 9 feet.
Yeah.
6 inches of vert.
Right.
And it sucks.
Okay.
I can't do anything. It takes me like 25 times to land a front center. And I'm like, ah.
So when your video part comes out, are we going to see mostly wooden ramps, or are we going to see cement, or what are we going
to
see?
Cement. I actually haven't filmed on a vert ramp.
Oh.
Yet. I want to.
So mostly like parks and stuff?
Yeah, mostly parks.
And bowls?
I have a ditch clip. I'm actually going to have some street clips.
Oh, rad.
Yeah. I can do handrails, but like all I can really do is board slide, but you'll see a board slide.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to mix it up for sure. I'm trying to get more well-rounded.
Yeah.
I don't skate vert at all anymore. Like, I don't even want to do anything that's, like, 13 feet. I'm like, eh. My, like, everything gets all, like, my timing gets all off when I skate, like, Vans Park Series or something. Like, I don't want to do that.
Right. So Nike's been hooking you up.
Nike, yeah. I actually just signed with them in June.
In June?
Yep.
What does that mean? Like, a year, 2 years, or?
3 years.
Three-year contract.
3 years, they got me.
And do you travel with them? Nike travel, I hear, is pretty good.
I haven't, like, if you're traveling for a Nike thing, like outside of the country, I'm pretty sure you get flown like first class.
Yeah, Lissa says the pod is really nice.
Yeah, shit, dude, she knows all about it. Yeah. Oh, because they flew.
She went to Australia and China.
Shit. Yeah. See, I didn't go on either of those trips, and I'm kind of bummed about it just because I feel like I would have got a little more footage.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't had that full Nike experience yet with the flights and everything and the pods, but one day.
It's coming.
It's coming. One
in
of these
3
days.
3 years for sure.
3 years. Yeah, come on.
If you don't travel 1 to 3 years, something's wrong.
Yeah.
How are we going to get Vans to update their women's pool party banner? It stopped in 2014 for some reason.
You know, it's funny because I look at those banners every time I go there. I think everybody looks at those banners. Like, even I've looked at them for 6 years now, and I look at them, like, every time I come here.
Uh-huh.
And, the XOXO, first of all, looks horrible. That needs to be just, like...
It says 2012, XOXO.
Like, and then everyone asks you, like, what is that?
Is that Kissy Kiss?
What's XOXO? And it's like, well, they just messed up, and, like, they just decided they'll
put I'll tell you this right now. My girlfriend would say, they wouldn't do that for the men's banner. There'd be no XOXO.
Yeah, no way. That would not happen. Yeah. They would... All the dudes would make them take that shit down. We should make them take it down.
It's already kind of weird. Not to start too much hysteria. I love Vans, but...
Yeah, no, for sure.
Last year was the first year the women got paid the same amount for the purses, which is a huge step. That's amazing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, apparently you got a new TV out of the deal.
I got a new TV. Yep, Nora and I bought, like, a 65-inch curved TV.
How cool.
Yeah, I bought a lot of things last year. Yeah. Maxed out my credit card because we got into a new house. So, like, just buying, like, couches and all this stuff.
Right. What kind of stuff are you doing outside of skateboarding?
Not much, really.
Yeah?
Yeah, not too much.
Do you and your boyfriend, like, go travel or, like, go to amusement parks, or are you into video games?
Yeah, I am into video games. I don't really like to admit it, but I am. we play Fortnite.
Uh-huh.
Right now we like Apex Legends.
Okay.
But we also snowboard a lot. That's actually what I do.
Where do you go, Mammoth?
Yeah, we haven't been there yet. Oh. We've been to Big Bear a bunch of times. Okay. We went to Brighton in Utah to visit our friends there.
Oh, because you're from Minnesota. Did you start snowboarding before you started skating?
Yeah, I actually competed in snowboarding, like just like local events in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. My dad talked me into it when I was like 16. He wanted me to be a professional border crosser. Like, you know, like go through like the obstacle course on the snowboard super fast.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I finally like caved in. I was like, all right, well, fine, I'll try it. So he like paid for me to get these lessons, and I did half pipe and I did border cross.
Oh.
And I did it for like a whole year, and I was horrible. Like, the only reason I made it to nationals was because there was like nobody else in my division. So I like qualified for nationals, and I actually competed against Chloe Kim in the women's pipe at nationals, but I got like last, and like I remember being like, who is this chick? She it was so easy for her, and she got like first, like super easy.
Was she a Olympic snowboarder?
Yeah, she won gold half pipe this year, I think.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, in 2018.
She's like Shaun White of women.
Yeah, she's like the Shaun White of women. Okay. Yeah, but it was funny.
Maybe so. Cuter.
For sure, cuter. Yeah, definitely, you got that right.
So, what's the plan for this thing? Just like show up tomorrow and wait till qualifying, or are you gonna skate a little practice in the morning, or?
Yeah, I'm probably
special
just going to show
breakfast,
up.
Special breakfast, anything?
I'm just going to try to chill and not think about
not
it.
Not think, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna just come up here probably like an hour before I have to skate and like take a couple laps around the mall. And
you mentioned who are the people that you said were the girls to watch tomorrow? Who is your predictions for?
So Sakura from Japan is skating super good.
Uh-huh.
She's just super consistent. She's got... No, frontside nose grinds in the round, like couple blocks.
Wow.
Which is insane.
Okay.
Alicia, actually, for Always. Sure. Like she's been coming up here, and she's like is so good at
slob
just
slob disaster. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. She doesn't even when I practice with her, it's so much different than when I see her in the contest. She does like every single trick, first try, and it's like all really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. Like she can just turn it on when she needs to.
She's good.
Her lean airs are super sick. They're like my favorite lean airs.
Yeah. No, come on, Alicia. Get you up on the banner that's
come
not
on,
there.
Alicia. Yeah,
let's see how many girls we can get on that banner that's not there.
Yeah, for real. My God. And yeah.
And what's the other Japanese girl's name?
Kokono.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's got to be like, I don't even know how old she is, maybe 12. But she's like one of the first little kids I've seen that doesn't skate like a little kid.
Nice.
Like she skates like a...
real deal.
Yeah.
What do you think about this stigma called skates like a girl? Got style like a girl.
I mean...
basically, people say, that girl doesn't have girl style. She rips or something
right.
like that. I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that too for sure. I don't know. Style is just so like... I don't know, like dudes have bad style, girls have bad style.
Yeah.
Guys have good style and so do girls. It's all like, it's not even like a gender thing, I don't think.
Right.
I think like when a girl skates bad, it's more like she's skating like a girl.
Yeah.
And when a guy skates bad, it's just like he's just style sucks. Like, I don't know, like it's not.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I talked to Jessica Krause, an old street skater friend of mine, that she said the same exact thing basically. She was like, dude, guys have shitty style too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not a gender thing at all. It's like, there's some girls that skate shitty. There's some guys that skate shitty.
Yeah, totally.
Like, totally. Like, watch Lizzie skate. She has tons of style.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Lizzie, I wonder what you think about her doing this big transfer to a different country for the Olympics.
Oh.
Defending Finland, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool, whatever she wants to do.
Must have been a tough decision for her, I think.
Yeah, I think that's sick, dude. Whatever you want to do, you're gonna be in the Olympics for sure, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
personally, I wouldn't want to do that, nor could I do it though.
Right.
I don't care what she does, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's sick. Good for her. She should just do what she wants to do.
I think this whole Olympic thing is just crazy in general.
Yeah, it's so stressful and just hard in general. And like to know that you could work so hard and not make it is like a thing in itself, you know? So, or like it's so subjective too. So you could feel like you deserve to be there and like the points didn't work out or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all just like, I mean, she's just kind of guaranteeing herself a spot and.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fine. Whatever you want to do.
Because a lot of other people are guaranteeing themselves a spot, too.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like.
So, you just found out that Bob's is not demolished.
Oh, my God. Who put that up? They pranked me, dude. Was it Cody Chapman? Did he put that up?
I think Cody was one of them. I think him and Raven and a few people were putting it up. And
they're like, yeah, don't come here. It's tore down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going back there now.
You got to get some clips for this Nike video.
I got one clip there, but I think I could do some more stuff.
Right. Do you ever listen to podcasts?
I don't listen to podcasts.
All right.
Should I listen to podcasts?
You should listen to this one, maybe.
I should maybe listen to this one.
Yeah, see, do you think you're going to tell anybody about it?
Yeah, I'll tell people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you been having an okay time? Has it been weird being in the studio?
No, not at all.
The NorCal studio.
It's actually better than
mobile.
Being inside the combi. I'm like, oh my God, I'm glad I'm not in there right now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, well, I'll ask you a few, like, non-skateboard questions.
All right, let's get it.
Favorite food?
Favorite food?
Like, I'm going out for a good dinner tonight. I want to go to Taiwanon pizza. What is it?
Like, Italian. I like pasta.
Pasta?
Favorite's probably, like, butternut squash ravioli.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like butternut squash pasta. Like, we get the eggplant and then do it with the fork.
Yeah.
So it looks
like
spaghetti.
Yeah.
That's
good. Spaghetti squash?
Spaghetti squash.
That's
the
best.
That's bomb.
I'm into that right now, too. That's really good.
What do you go for dessert?
Dessert. I like ice cream. I like cake batter ice cream.
Cake batter ice cream.
Yeah, sprinkles and stuff.
Is there a spot down in Oceanside that you go to?
Cold Stone.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So what you do is you go in there and you get a quart and you mix chocolate with Yeah, they have cake batter, and then I put sprinkles and Oreos in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's what we do.
Is that the late night munchie recipe?
Yeah, yeah. We all, like, Nora will pick one out, I'll pick one out, and Josh will pick one out, and then we'll just have them for, like, 2 days, you know? Then we'll be gone.
You got a favorite cartoon?
I mean, Rocket Power was one I play. Like, I used to play it on PlayStation 2, too. There was a video game.
A video game?
Mm-hmm. And I used to play that a lot. I watched it a little bit, but I played it a lot on PlayStation.
You've been to, like, a lot of places.
I've been to a lot of places, yeah.
So what's your favorite place you've been to? Like Australia, Brazil, Europe?
I've been really liking Europe lately. Like, when I first went to Sweden, I was like, eh. But, right. Like, now, like, Copenhagen is really sick.
Good.
Yeah, like, I just want to go back there all the time. Like, yeah. I wish I was there right now.
But the only thing about it is it's only good for, like, a very short window.
Yeah.
I bet it's kind of like Minnesota.
It's like Minnesota.
You're used to.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because, like, when I first went there, I lived in Minnesota. And I was like, this place is exactly like Minnesota. Like, I don't want to, like, this place isn't cool. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't anything that different. Everything just, like, looked older, you know?
Yeah.
And now I just, like, you figure out all the skate spots, and they have transition spots, and, like, I don't know. I've just, like, learned how to get around there, and now I, like, want to go there all the time. The fans girls, like, Fabi and Breezy and, like, Little Tubsy, Una, have been going on the sickest trips.
Really?
Like, I was thinking Bali. I don't know, just because they were there.
Bali looks
so sick.
I've been
so jealous of what they're doing. I'm like, shout out to Vans for
shout out.
Yeah.
Letting those girls, like, go chill and skate and have fun and just get some, like, film
tropical
and stuff.
Spate.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm like,
man.
Wow, dude.
Swimming and just
yeah,
everything.
Just like,
the whole package.
Yeah, they got it all. It was super sick. I'm stoked for them.
Who's your favorite anti-hero? Is it Frankie?
Frankie's sick, yeah. I like Grant Taylor, though. Grant
Taylor's we can't forget
you can't,
Grant.
I mean,
GT.
Yeah, that was, like.
GT is the best.
But they're all sick. Like,
no, for sure.
Hewitt, Rainey.
Yeah.
All of them. I don't have any that I don't like.
That's cool. So I didn't know Jeff kind of was the guy that opened the door for you, though.
Yeah, yeah. It was super sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there any moves you're working on that you haven't quite put down that you're hoping to get before your video part's done? Kickflip 5 or...
I should flip my board. That's, like, something I've been thinking about. Like, yeah. I need to flip my board. Yeah, kickflip body burial 5.
Uh-huh.
So, no.
Have you ever tried to spin a 540?
Yeah, I'm going to learn one.
Yeah?
Probably.
Are you
probably
close?
Not for the video part.
Yeah.
I'm not that close,
uh-huh.
But I'm not that far away. You know, like, if I buckle down, like, I've only tried it, like, once every, like, couple months.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, if I, like, buckle down, like, committed to, like, doing a couple a day.
Right.
You know?
Is Alana's done one, right?
Oh, Alana's so good at them.
Yeah, what happened to her?
She's just...
In Arizona?
I mean, no, she's been coming out here now. She's starting to get back into skating, which is sick.
Oh. She was, like, incredibly
so
good.
She's, like, no one would have won for, like... If she would have stayed on her board for the past, like, 3 years, no one would have won. I don't care. Like, no one would have.
Right.
She's so good. She has so much control over what... If she wants to do it, she can do it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, she just had issues with her family and stuff, so that kind of took a burden on her. But other than that, she's back, and she's still, like, I see her skate. She skates at the TF a lot, you know?
She's the total package. Shout out to Alana. She
shout
can
out
skate
to
street.
Alana.
Shout out.
Get a mega ramp.
I saw her do a tray flip first try, like, 10 years ago, and I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It was, like, over a little gap or something. I was like, it was so good. Like, I was like, wait, what? And then soon enough, I got to see her at all the contests and stuff, and I was like, oh, my God. She was, definitely.
She's the, like, yeah. She's the best, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, she's still young, too,
she's
right?
She's, like, just turned 18. Like, she's so young.
All right, Alana, there's a big wake-up call. Come on up and let's skate.
Yeah. No, we're going to get her to skate some more, too.
All right. Well, thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Drove from SF to Orange in 5.5 hours.
Yeah, dude, congrats. That's when you texted me, I was like... Holy shit, he's going to drive from SF?
I got this new technique I was working on for pee breaks. You don't actually pull the car over.
You got to do what you got to do.
And I was by myself, so
it's fine. It doesn't matter.
But there was people driving behind me that looked like they might be suspicious. I was like, I don't know.
Just
but
like, what is this guy up to?
I'm not pulling over. I got to get down there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for tomorrow, and we'll see what happens, but I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
We're going to go film a invert the fakie today, I think.
All right, you're thinking that?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Hell yeah. We'll get some fish eye shots for today. We'll mix them in with the contest footage tomorrow. And look for it on the Thrasher Magazine website probably day after the contest. Maybe even before this podcast goes up.
Maybe
even. Because that's how I roll.
Maybe.
Well, thanks again. Awesome.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
BloodWizard.com.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!